Blog Talk Radio.
Exam
325
Music House.
Hero. L-Town shit, nigga. Never been about that booth, I lay, yo. Buy bread, nigga, Lego, my ego. I like baby girls fat like Lego. If your girl come to me, tell him let go. Cruising on the fire with a boo thing. Say she wanna kick it like Luke Kang. Smoke in the air, choo choo train. Throw a rope in the tree and watch you hang. Going up, 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 and away, I never come down. Going up, 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 and away, I never come down. Fluently, gotta skip it truancy. Ass on the hook for the bait, it's how she live with me. You can take my order, drop her tips in your gratuity. I'ma go deep, make her holler for security. Time to squeeze the water from the cactus. Lay down on my mattress, there's no way be fighting this attraction. Vibing, seem to be compatible, we matching. Had to put her mouth to the test, now she latching. Pussy like potatoes, I'm grabbing. I'ma give it his V Slim Shady. I spit current that can shock shit. I still float in the can, you can shoplift. Put on a parachute, bail from the top cliff. She say before I let go, can we lock lips? This is how a nigga ride, keep the block hip. Yeah, I had to drop anchor about the stop ship. Don't trip. Cruising out of fire with a boo thing. Say she wanna kick it like Luke Kang. Smoke in the air, choo choo train. Throw a rope in the tree and watch you hang. Going up, up, up and away, I never come down. Going up, up, up and away, I never come down. Sunny side up in the beach like beach life. Get money after F, that's a G life. I see eyes on a nigga like a P.I. Ready for war, call me Joe, I'm a G.I. When my daddy left home, I was knee high. We went from Bobos to some felines. Now I'm feeling on her ass and some Levi's. Honey got drip, that's a beehive. Going up, up, up and away. Looking to the sky like a nigga just prayed. I can't see shit doing music like Ray. I spit game like I run the arcade. Got my head tight like a nigga wear a braid. Going in new, turning in my old ways. Never let a backstabber sing OJ. The gloves don't fit, free me like I'm OJ while I'm sipping OJ. Cruising out of fire with a boo thing. Say she wanna kick it like Luke Kang. Smoke in the air, choo choo train. Throw a rope in the tree and watch you hang. Going up, up, up and away, I never come down. Going up, up, up and away, I never come down. See my team on one accord, floating like we on a hoverboard. They busy, know the trouble we aboard. Lot of dealers where a nigga making noise. Jump with us, come vibe with us, roll with us. You can come ride with us, ducked off, come high with us. But if I call shotgun, would you slide with us? Bang, cruising out of fire with a boo thing. Let's go. Say she wanna kick it like Luke Kang. Smoke in the air, choo choo train. Throw a rope in the tree and watch you hang. Going up, up. I never come down. Going up, up, up and away, I never come down.
Yeah, this be your boy Hero from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And y'all got to make sure y'all tune in to the Real Talk Roundtable. Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tweety Bird Central.
Yeah, y'all know what's going on.
Yeah.
Snipe, you a fool for this one. Profit game, double A.O. getting all large.
I'm always putting it in the air. Me and my people,
we just meet up, have a session with the homies. You can even crumble it, grind it long as it's smoking. Hit the dead pig, I've been calling for strawberry OG. It's like everywhere I go, they smell it on me.
Please believe it.
Whole team eyes looking like from Egypt. Got the good crop, they don't go out of season. Everybody happy, smiling like it's a greeting. Ay, call the weed man, tell him that I miss him. He the one to put the fuck it in my system. Eating up everything in the kitchen. Ask me, that's a hell of a mixer. Keep the swag, got a hell of a charisma. Phase one with a Dutch or a Swisher. I stay high, still die for my sisters. I love Atlanta, but I'm home of the Wizards. Hit my boy up in Cali for the shipment. I need trees like I'm celebrating Christmas. Smell the Roman like I'm letting off incense. You can smell me up close to long distance.
Everywhere I go, people always stop and stare.
Hey, why are you looking at me like
looking at me wondering, what's that smell?
What's that smell?
I can't help it.
I can't help it.
I'm always putting it in the air. Me and my people,
hey,
yeah.
Like the
me and my people, we just meet up, have a session with the homie. You can even crumble it, grind it long as it's smoking. Hit the tap pin, got me coughing strawberry OG. It's like everywhere I go, they smell it on me. I'm on the pull up, then I roll up. Roll my cigar till it's swollen. Tell my partner, roll up another. Then I light up, now we smoke up.
Roll up on you like a paraplegic.
And it
Perry on the gab, but you better believe it.
Yeah.
Victoria, you tried to tell me your secrets, but my partner told me first, so I told her to keep it. Get high altitude, straight vertical. If the blunt go round, we call it herbital. Off the good smoke, get surgical.
What?
On the mic, I don't need a knife. Stomach still growling, trying to feed my pipes. That's the gas line, might blow a halftime. Niggas say they have weed, don't have mine.
Nope.
Hit the blunt twice and call Valentine. Quit the roller blunt up at our time. Bunch of pre-rolls in the down line.
No.
Smoking good, feeling fine. Sit back, recline.
Everywhere I go, people always stop and stare.
Hey, why are they looking at me like
looking this? At me wondering, what's that smell?
What's that smell?
I can't help it.
I can't help it.
I'm always putting it in the air. Me and my people,
hey,
you yeah.
Like this motherfucker all
me and my people, we just meet up, have a session with the homie. You can even crumble it, grind it long as it's smoking. Hit the dead pig, got me coughing strawberry OG. It's like everywhere I go, they smell it on me.
I'm a pull up, then I roll up.
Roll
my cigar till it's swollen. Tell my partner, roll up another.
Then
I light up, now we smoke up.
Smoking.
What up, Neighbor? What's going on? Where y'all at?
It's just some crazy stuff going on around the world, I tell you.
As always.
Never stop.
Recently, though, it's been crazy. But I do want to say congratulations to Simone Biles. She's a gymnast, and she was the first to land a double-double dismount, okay? So nobody in the world has ever done this. And, we shout out the young sister, man. The young sisters is just right.
Taking over the world.
Salute.
Black girl magic. Black girl
magic.
Salute. Yes.
Love it.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I'm proud of her. I just was, you know, going through looking at some things, and you know, Trump, he kind of like the dude to me that he throw the rock behind the hand. You know what I'm saying? He one of them
right.
type of dudes. So I see where this nutcase, one of his followers, people that pay attention to what he say, actually, fractured this little boy's skull. Somehow he was disrespecting the anthem or something because he wasn't complying with what they expect you to do, you know, for the national anthem. And he done fractured the baby's skull. And his defense is that he thought he was doing what Trump wanted, what the president of the United States called disrespect. So he was handling that for America. You know, it's a crazy-ass people in the world. You know what I'm saying? You done fractured this baby's skull about your beliefs, what you think should be right or wrong. Come on now. If they let that fly at the court system, they need to just throw away the damn court system, period. Because that didn't even make no sense.
None at all. Not even a little bit. Mm-mm.
I mean, I didn't even think he had people that followed him like that. I didn't even think it was that serious. But these people done went crazy.
Oh, they have.
Yeah. And another thing, I'm going to ask you, Miss Knack, did you let your baby go to daycare ever?
You know what? No, and I'm glad that I did not. You know, actually, I was fortunate enough to have my grandmother. You know, because she was, you know, she was old school. She wasn't playing no daycares. I wasn't in daycare, and she wasn't about to let Naya be in daycare either. Now, granted, at the time I had Naya, there was a little bit of a distance between us, about a 45-minute distance. But Grandma demanded to have her own baby. So, you know, I always had somebody to watch her. And I was, it's crazy you asked me this because I was just speaking to somebody about this because we had heard about, my coworker was telling me about a situation that happened at a daycare. And I was like, I'm so glad that I never had to go through that. But I know if I ever were to have more kids, which I'm not, to make that clear, I would have to put my child in daycare now. And with all the craziness that's going on, you know, there is no way. And I was just so grateful that I had family to step up and, like, help me when I needed it.
Yeah, a couple things have been going on recently with these daycares, to me, that seems very negligent on their positions, you know, as, you know, daycare sitters. Now, this baby in Florida that they left in the daycare van all day in the hot sun, and it was like 90 degrees.
Wow. No.
And this baby died in their care. And how you do that? Like, I used to work at a daycare years ago. And I know damn well when your kids get there, you do a head count. I don't care how they got there.
There you go. There you go.
Whenever everybody's supposed to be there, we do a count. If we leave, we do a count. And when we come back, we do a count. Now,
that's
who dropped the ball? Who the hell dropped the ball that day?
Right.
Because
how can you even forget that a child has been left behind? That is crazy.
And then why are you not even checking the bus? Just check the bus and see if anybody on it.
Exactly. Just to be sure. Just to be certain. Because kids, they like to play. They like to hide. They like to do certain things. So you have to always be on point with kids because they're not thinking like adults. And
that's right.
I just want to say that I'm sorry that that happened to the family because you don't want to take your kids to daycare and try to go to work and make a living for your kids, expecting to pick them up. And then they tell you some shit like, oh, we left the baby in the van, you know, all day. That's not acceptable. It's not acceptable.
Not
I'm
at
sorry.
All.
Mm-mm.
I'm sorry. Mm-mm. It's not acceptable because there are values,
not at all.
There are things that you're supposed to do, and I know you're supposed to do a head count. I already know that. So
yes,
right,
yeah, absolutely.
Whoever dropped the ball, I'm sorry.
I remember just being in junior high and high school activities, like summer programs, the Upper Bound program, and things like that. And we're talking about 14, 15, 16 years old, we would do head counts. You know, for all of my trips that I took, and this is at a later age, you know what I'm saying? So, absolutely, when it comes to kids, like, there's certain mistakes that you just can't make, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's one of them. You can't play around when you're taking care of people's children, just period. It's just too much to lose, you know, by being negligent.
And There was another incident that I briefly saw today, and I think it was 5 children that were killed at a daycare fire. And
oh my God.
4 of those children were siblings. And I think the youngest one was like,
you gotta be kidding me.
No, the youngest one was like 8 months old or something like that.
Oh my God. And, oh my God.
Yeah. It's getting bad. So it just, I don't know. I just want to ask y'all, like, and Miss Nat kind of explained, but Snipe, you know, for your kids, if you had kids, would you feel comfortable taking them to daycare while you try to work? And you have to work, so you got to figure something out. So would daycare be the option for you in 2019?
Because I had a kid and I had to send him through daycare. And, you know, I think, like, nowadays, it's just, like, I don't know because of the fact of the teacher aspect of, are you going to teach my kid or are you going to be on this phone all day? That's where the problem lies with me, you know what I'm saying, because I need you to teach my kid all day. Shit, I was raised in a household. My mom was a daycare teacher. So all this right here, kid getting left, never would ever happen. Like, we need clipboards out. We need some. It's more than one teacher on this bus, too. Y'all need to add that in there, too, because I know it's more than one person on this bus.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody got to do head counts. And now it's like, I don't even know if I want them to go. You know what I'm saying? To where, like, to the society itself, you know what I'm saying? People don't even care no more. They just be, oh, I'm just coming here for the check. You know what I'm saying? For getting the job. I'm supposed to teach this bad old kid, and I don't even want to do it. We keep getting into it, so I ain't even about to pay him no attention today. You see what I'm saying? But you're supposed to be the one that's supposed to guide this little kid. Like, I don't understand what their mind frame is. Like you got to treat it like it's yours. Like, this is your care.
Yep.
This is all your care. Like, this is your kid at the end of the day because you got the bond. Your bond is stronger than mine probably because I might see him in the morning and afternoon. You see him all day. You see him, you know what I'm saying? You got the bigger bond than anybody. So I don't trust y'all. I really like nowadays, but it's just you got to really go to the center to me and see what you're dealing with, you know what I'm saying, and hope for the best, you know what I'm saying? Because I done went to a daycare center. They got cameras on the bus. They got cameras inside the building. You can even on your phone, tap in and see what your kid is doing to where I need that daycare. You see what I'm saying? I don't need no old rinky-dink.
Mm-hmm.
You just getting paid just because you're here. I don't need none of that. I need you teaching my kid, too.
Right.
Yeah,
and
so
let me add that I think it's very important. Oh, I'm sorry. But go ahead. I wanted to say that it's very important now to check to see what their hiring process is. As well, because every daycare center does not go along the same guidelines when it comes to doing their hiring. So I think that's like one of the very first things that parents need to do is not only check out who is working, but what is their hiring process. Because if they're not doing background checks off rip on these people, then my child would definitely not go there. That's like the very first thing. Like, definitely like get into their hiring process and make sure that they're doing everything they can and taking all the necessary precautions to make sure they do have good people running, you know, whatever daycare that you choose to take your child to. And the reality is just that, you know, there aren't too many, you know, two-parent households. So a lot of people, you know, are just not fortunate to be able to have a second person in their household who can, you know, watch their child, you know what I'm saying, while, you know, everyone's working. So you really don't have an option, you know, but to take your child to a daycare. I mean, and like Tweety B said, we have to work. You can't just not work. It's one of those things where, damn, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to take my child to daycare, but I got to. So if you have to, make sure as a parent you're doing everything you can to make sure that your child is safe and secure wherever you place them.
Right. Daycares or your own family members or your friends.
Family, friends, or whoever.
Do that too.
Right. Check them all.
You got to do them the same way.
That's right. Check them all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I just kind of want to get you guys' thoughts on that. And like I said, again, prayers to the families that's lost
Absolutely.
Children in these daycares.
Yeah.
I'm praying out because I don't even know how I would process that. And I feel
bad.
Yeah, I feel bad. But on a lighter note, you guys, this is some crazy shit now. I got this from KURL8.com. Okay, this is a news site. Now,
okay,
the Greyhound driver. Okay. This is Greyhound, y'all. He abandoned his bus. Okay. During a pit stop and just left everybody on the bus stranded. And I'm going to tell you how. Okay. 3 hours from where they originated from, which was Dallas. Okay. The bus was supposed to be going to Phoenix. All right. They were supposed to stop for 20 minutes at a place called Abilene, Texas. And after the people had been sitting on the bus for 2 hours, they started calling Greyhound because something wasn't right.
That's what wasn't right.
So
obviously.
They figured out that the driver quit his job, just left the job, and left the people on the bus and went his own way.
Well, he said,
you,
I'm gone.
Right. And not
he must
only
have been
this
bad,
now,
I'm out.
If the trip wasn't bad enough, the people had to wait 9 hours for them to find a replacement driver on this bus.
Honey.
And I would have been 238 because.
You are
now. You don't pay your money to be treated like this.
I would have been through the roof. Do you hear me? Somebody would have to tell me something else. Because,
baby,
he was having a bad day.
I'm going to move this bus myself. I'm not going to sit here waiting. I'm going to drive up.
Right. Somebody about to get up to where we need to go. That's right.
You ain't no way in the world. Man, please. And I feel sorry for them people too.
But the Greyhound, why is everybody's Greyhound story so crazy, though? It seems like everybody who I know, and I wrote the Greyhound before, but thank God I've been fortunate enough to where I wasn't going too far and it wasn't never no real issue. But, honey, everybody, it seemed like everybody I done dealt with and talked to, family, friends, like, they all got some type of horror story about the Greyhound. But it don't get any worse than you just sitting on the bus and you just sitting there and you finally think, well, why the hell are we still here? You know what I'm saying? Where is the damn driver? So, I mean, obviously, he was fed the hell up. Somebody had said something to him that day. That motherfucker must have been fed up for him to just say, fuck it, I'm just going to leave everybody.
Right.
Leave the people and the bus.
Leave
but
everybody.
I'm going to hell home.
Right.
Hey, y'all, I'm about to drive. I'm about to fake this drive and drag
y'all
2 hours.
He must have had somebody there to pick him up. He must have already had a plan because.
Look, he planned this. He planned all that. I'm going to drive y'all about 2 hours, act like I'm driving. And then y'all just
that's a good point.
Y'all just don't know it.
That's
maybe
a good point, Tweety, because somebody had to pick him up. That's
yeah,
a good
maybe
point.
He missed somebody online, and he was like, I'm just going to drive the bus to you. You
He probably was from Abilene. He said, shoot, that's a stop on the way to Phoenix. I'm going home. As soon as we get to Abilene, I'm just saying, fuck it.
You're going all the way out, baby.
Who does this? Who does this?
Only these folks. Only these folks. Oh my God.
Huh,
all right, you guys, we're gonna come back in just a minute and get into some more topics. I just had to let y'all know that little piece of information.
That was a good one. All right.
All right,
he
guys,
got me. Back. Okay. Hang on tight. Welcome. Yeah. Y'all can't take away my energy. Y'all can't take away my energy. Y'all can't drain away my energy. Y'all can't drain away my energy. That energy is enemy. For real, real synergy. Composite abnormality. That literally and literally. Factual to actual. I act the fool, I'm working. Different mind observing. Working. Who the fuck gon' serve him? His name is Malcolm, bitch. It's always good to know him. Rapid flowing, potion growing, rooting new shit, lose it. Causing elation. Fuck you niggas. I'm here to bring in the bacon inside an egg. Watch this. In the booth. Slippery slide playing, slowly digesting different views for the future. If you negative, I rebuke you. What I'm saying is, I ain't got no time for the bush. Y'all can't take away my energy. Y'all can't take away my energy. Y'all can't take away my energy. Yeah. Isotonic, isometric, hysometric. I'm investing in myself. Hard work and ethics and my ethics aren't edible. Evaluate your measures for succession. Even going through depression for the music. Moving, movement, motivating, love and peace in my motion. Leading from the front, I know where I'm going. Going gone to another destination. Y'all won't make it from the procrastination. See him coming, they start ducking like they see the round. I'ma blast you with the words like bibbidi bop it, booming, booming. New generation, I'm schooling them that quarterback back. Receive, get a pound, grow a pound. Look at the mills growing around. Not a stack list, we gon' count. So grind, regurgitate, hate, eliminate, equalize, then genocide, electrify, then salivate. I magistrate, and I'm faded, and I'm feeling, and I'm finding the reason to thought and suffer from all the problems. Do some more knowledge. What's your excuse for no deposits, my nigga? Remember, I'm pure, last name secure. Yeah, they won't take away my energy. Never. They won't take away my energy. Fuck no. They won't drain away my energy. They can't take away my energy. Say, they won't take away my energy, yo haters. They won't take away your energy. They can't take away your energy. The energy. They won't take away your energy. The energy. They can't take away your energy. Yeah. They can't take away your energy. The energy. They can't take away your energy. Yeah. Talent holds the malice, but talent is the key to all success. Or is it just the inside that you seem so oppressed? Is it your procrastination that leaves you so upset? I feel like everything that I've done this far has made the beat wet. When I step up on it, it's just a sensation to come correct. I talk to myself because of the fact I like to have reality checked. Matter of fact, like Nike, I get your ass in check. When it comes to this life that I'm living, it's such an election to do better than the previous step. This is a monopoly board, and I'm at your neck, making sure I stay focused. A low blow shit. Came off the top of the dome with this, no need for a pen to write.
Tripping, she said what you did last night. I know you hit the club, I know you balled last night. Actually, I was trying to get my vocals tight. I had to make a play, I got off the turnpike. When there's holes in the gravel, it don't burn right. Is it true you involved with that street life? I know you the plug, I know you got that cheap price. I'm showing you love, I'm hoping that you take flight. I'm in the studio, trying to drop a hit. Pray to God all my dogs go legit. Lock me in the studio and throw away the key. I ain't coming out till we make it out these streets, yeah. Lock me in the studio and throw away the key. I ain't coming out till we make it out these streets, yeah. Lock me in the studio and throw away the key. Ain't coming out till we make it out these streets, yeah. Been going hard in the lab, hoping it pay off. When you chasing that bag, can't take no days off. Hey. I'm just trying to get a piece of the pie. I'm just trying to take a trip to Dubai. I'm just trying to make a living off these. I can do it, made a living off these streets. I pursue it, I got love for the music. To take my niggas out the streets is why I do it. Hey. I'm in the studio, trying to drop a hit. Pray to God all my dogs go legit. Hey. Lock me in the studio and throw away the key. I ain't coming out till we make it out these streets, yeah. Lock me in the studio and throw away the key. I ain't coming out till we make it out these streets, yeah. Lock me in the studio and throw away the key. I ain't coming out till we make it out these streets, yeah. Hey. I ain't coming out, I ain't coming out. Just throw away the key, just throw away the key.
All right, you guys, we are back for more real
back
talk
in the round table.
Yeah.
Hey, yes, yes, yes.
Real.
Yeah.
Yeah, we in this regular ass bitch, you know what I'm talking about? Shit.
Yeah.
Real.
Look, you in here. We see you. We hear you, DJ Father.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I got out late to the studio, you know what I'm saying? I got out late from the studio, so I apologize for my tardiness, you know what I'm saying? But I'm in this regular ass.
But you made it.
That's what's up. Okay,
yeah.
Snipe, what's going on in Atlanta? Yo.
Okay, I'm here.
Yo.
All right, I'm here. All right. Yeah, I had to stay on mute, y'all. But anyway, I'm here.
Oh, my God.
So, apparently, you guys, coming into these hotels in Atlanta, I want y'all to be very, very fucking careful. Because now we had an outbreak called Legionnaire disease. And
Legionnaire?
Is, yeah, you know, people don't even
Are
know
you
what
serious?
This is, you know what I'm saying? And
man,
we don't know
God
what the
damn.
Fuck it is, right? So it's like bacteria that grows in water, and, you know, they're supposed to have proper procedures and programs to treat this so it doesn't grow as much. But apparently this hotel just didn't even give a fuck, y'all, and just let it go. And only way this could have happened if somebody would have did this and let it just loose. And it let loose. One person has died. 11 cases has been confirmed. And it's probably about 63 more cases that's coming up.
Oh,
and
God.
Maybe be more. But this hotel, y'all, it's a fancy, nice hotel, too. And, you know, it's just sad that somebody has to lose a life just to go and lay up and chill, relax,
and what is
run
the name
water
of this
over
hotel?
Their face. The Sheraton.
The Sheraton. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
The Sheraton.
Yeah.
Where? The Sheraton.
Yeah, downtown Atlanta.
Oh,
Jesus.
No. Damn. Wait a minute. So we ain't talking about no rinky-dink hotel.
This ain't no rinky-dink, y'all. You paying some money, you know what I'm saying? But
we don't never, you know, go to the hotels and think about the water. We don't think about that. Do anybody think about that? Hell no.
Well,
we go
yeah,
to chill,
you,
do whatever
you
we
right.
want.
You're right.
We don't think about this.
If a motherfucker just so happened to take a shower or a bath, you know what I'm saying? It's either hard water or soft water. You know what I'm saying? You know,
right,
that's
right.
That's, you know,
yeah.
we don't really think about the goddamn water. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, for real.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, so that's
scary.
What Atlanta is dealing with right now for these no. hotels. I'm about to say, be careful, you guys, yeah. running to a hotel, but it's kind of hard because it could be in your own household. You see what I'm saying? And all this, we don't know. But it's just sad people got to lose a life and got cases on this. And it's sad for the hotel employees and everything because people have lost jobs. Some people don't know what to do next. You know what I'm saying? Just because somebody didn't even want to treat this. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Wow. Yep. That's scary.
Okay.
That's very
yeah.
scary.
Real scary.
That's weird.
But you know what, y'all? It's something about the water lately, because you can't go to the beach in Florida. You can't go down there because the parasite in the water, flesh-eating disease, is in the water. And now Atlanta come out of legionary disease. It makes me wonder,
crazy.
Is that the reason why they went and bought all them black caskets for all, when nobody could figure out what all these black caskets y'all were gathering up for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so maybe it's a bigger plan. People need to really start paying attention, man. Social media only gonna give you so much. If you
right.
all on social media and you are not paying attention to what is really going on around you in the world,
that's
you gonna
right.
miss something. You gonna miss something very important. So people need to start waking up because this shit is getting real and people
right.
are dying.
Right.
So, you know,
wow.
And
I really feel
bad. I don't know what's going on with ICE. ICE done lost their mind. They done started just raiding people everywhere.
Right. I saw hundreds of people on top of that.
The ICE roundups.
Man. I didn't see that the first day of school. You hear me? Shit.
Okay.
I ain't playing no game. Man. Okay, so that was a crazy deal. So I just, I don't know what to say about that.
But don't it just seem like y'all, every time you turn around, there's just some new disease that's just out. I'm like, we ain't
yeah.
never heard no legionnaires. Where the hell is this shit?
Right.
Y'all just putting names on shit. Like, it just pop up. You ain't never heard about it. And we all, you know, are of a particular age. We're not little teeny young boppers, nothing like that. So we've been around for a while to hear of many diseases. And this legionnaires,
right.
I'm like, well, what the fuck? Where are y'all coming up with this mess? Every time you turn around,
right.
it's something different that's out. And you can't tell me there's not, like you said, Tweety, there's not some type of possible bigger thing here, because where does this stuff just come from, and where did the name
right.
just come from? Did y'all just hear about this shit last week and slap the name on it? Like, where
right.
did it come from?
Right.
Never heard no damn legionnaires. So what the fuck is that?
I'm going to tell you some real shit now. Some real shit, and since we talking, you can't, okay, see, when you tell lies, you got to keep telling lies, okay? And the lie here right now that we don't got to worry about global warming, and global warming doesn't exist,
right.
that's the lie that's going on right now. But the truth is, shit is melting. And some of these diseases, some of this land,
now you got that right.
It was frozen for a reason because it got a lot of sickness and disease in it that we don't know nothing about, because we wasn't around when them people were dealing with that shit. So we don't know what to do or nothing. So
right.
If the earth is melting,
you know what,
and those diseases are now free in the water,
then you better be worried about some things. So this is some stuff that we need to sit down and talk to the people in charge about, but we can't never figure out when can we have a discussion. Only thing I ever see is them people on TV talking. That's all they do. They go on TV and they talk, but they don't give us a chance to talk to them at all.
Mm-hmm.
To see what we want.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, so, I don't know. It's just crazy. Okay. DJ Sergeant Rock, you have a say that or spray that for this evening. So, tell us a little bit about this artist.
All right. Now, Boosie, Lil Boosie, Badass, and the Badass record label put on a showcase here in Biloxi at Club Sensation. And I seen these two dudes, you know what I'm saying? They wasn't dressed, you know, they was dressed all plain, you know what I'm saying? You know, they was just some regular dudes. But their stage performance was a monster. So, I had to try this track out on y'all, you know what I'm saying? And this track is, for the Say That and Spray That, this is Shining Bright by Sims and D. Lee. You know what I'm saying? Right here on the Real Talk Roundtable. You know what I'm saying?
All right, then. We're going to give it to it right now. Shining Bright.
Yeah. Stay in my song. Been grinding all week, nigga barely getting sleep. So this weekend I just gotta get away. And my ex bitch tripping, saying I don't pay attention and respond, cause shit I ain't know what to say. So I'm riding in my truck top with a freaky little cop. And you know she gave me slap tap, said I'm coming, she did not stop. Whoa, whoa. Got a nigga swerving out of control. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hit the brakes and now I'm back on the road. I've been grinding since ain't some money on my mind, I'm trying to make something. Been a while since I ate.
All right, all right.
Okay. Somebody got some background noise going on. I don't know who it is. If somebody got the computer going or something, but I'm hearing something in the background. But okay. I'm sorry, DJ Talking Rock.
Nah, you good. So what y'all think about it? You know what I'm saying? Let's start off with Miss Knack. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'm vibing with it. It can definitely hit the playlist for sure. You know what I'm saying? I like just the whole vibe of it. Like, you know, I think it sounded good. Like, I like the flows, everything. It was a complete song, but like, I'm vibing to it. I'm definitely vibing to it. Like, the mix and the mastering sounded really well. Like, you know, my thing with artists these days, and I want to point this out to everybody, if you're going to take time to do anything, whether it's music, whatever your craft is, make sure that you invest the money to make sure that you are putting out quality work. You know what I'm saying? I never understand why people spend so much time and energy when it's hard to even get time to do anything that you actually really love to do outside of what you normally do, not 9 to 5. And I never understand why people just don't, you know, invest the money on the work and make it quality work. So it feels good to actually hear something of quality. And people, stop doing this with y'all's craft. You know what I'm saying? Take that stuff seriously, because y'all on my nerves with this music, y'all. On my nerves. Like, I don't understand. Nobody going to take y'all seriously if y'all's stuff just does not sound correct. Mixing, mastering, quality work. But yeah, anyway, but I like it. I'm sorry.
Alright. Snipe, what you think about it, bro?
Hey man, I'm at the bar. Whatever he kept saying, I keep hearing that in my head. You know what I'm saying? It's so catchy. So I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm rocking with it. I'm all in it. I'm trying to hear it. I need the replay. But yeah, I'm rocking with it. I like the whole setup. I hear the whole break, you know what I'm saying, the drops in it. And it's just ride, you know what I'm saying? It's just ride.
Okay. God, hey, Rue.
He's not here.
Oh, he's not here? Okay. Kwame's not here either?
No.
Okay, all right. Well, Tweety, what you think about it? Yeah, what you think about it, Tweety?
I was digging the song. I didn't have no problems with it. I vibe to it.
She said she ain't got no problems with it. Jesus. All right. Well, we're going to say that. So, Tweety, do your thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
All
like
right.
What was their names again?
Their name is Sims featuring D. Lee. And the name of the song is called Shining Bright. You know what I'm saying? Shining Bright.
All right. I like that.
Yeah,
okay.
I like that.
That's the thing. Okay. Now we're going to get into this game. And I'm excited about this game because I can't wait to see how you guys do.
Oh, gosh. I'm nervous.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So I'm not playing the game because I know about the game. So I'm not playing the game. This is for y'all. Okay.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is, this is, okay, one is, you guys will pick a number one through three, okay? And whatever number you pick, I'm going to give you a topic. And you have to speak about that topic for 60 seconds without saying, you can't say,
no.
You can't say, you know what I'm saying? You can't have a long pause. Period. Like, you have to consistently talk
well,
about.
Well, damn, Tweety, you just want to fuck up shit. Like, God.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Shit.
Oh, you got to get it right.
You can't say duh. You can't say you can't say you know what I'm saying. And you can't have a long pause. God.
No, you can't.
Damn. Okay.
You have to talk for 60 seconds. So we're going to see who's the best talker on the show. Okay.
Okay.
So let's start with Snipe. Let's start with Snipe.
I'm going with
pick
two,
a number
baby.
One through pick a number one through three.
All right, I got two.
Two. Oh, you got a good topic. Okay,
that's
number
what
two.
Say,
oh no.
Uh oh.
Number
Uh-oh.
Two.
Oh shit.
Uh oh.
Is
set me up.
Michelle Obama. You have to talk about Michelle Obama for 60 seconds, man. Without saying,
this
can
is gonna
I
be
say
good.
No, I'm saying,
this
is
gonna
can
be
I
good.
Call.
God damn.
All right, I'm gonna tell you when to go. All right,
woo.
So here we go. On your mark, set, go.
For the people who do not know who Michelle Obama is, she is the wife of President Obama. You know, she. One of the beautiful, I can't. She was. Y'all got
man, you already lost. You already lost. You already lost. Man, God damn. God damn. Hey, this shit is harder than it looks. Like, fuck.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Mike, you had 15 seconds worth of talking, okay? 15 seconds. Okay.
I gotta beat that.
All right. Miss Nat.
Okay.
Pick a number one or three.
All right. Give me number one.
Uh oh.
Number one. Number one is.
That's what upsets me about
orange
my
juice.
Orange juice. Oh,
orange. Now say what now? I can't hear.
Orange juice. What's that noise? What's that background noise?
Yeah,
somebody mute your phone.
I hear the noise too.
Yeah. It's loud,
okay.
Whatever it is. Okay, your topic is orange juice. So you have to talk about orange juice for 1 minute.
Ooh. Ooh.
Without saying,
oh, God. I'm already done.
You know what I'm saying? Or long pauses. And
okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Well, orange juice I usually drink in the mornings, you know, during breakfast time. I feel like
Oh,
yeah, you out.
11
seconds.
I ain't
even
going to try. 11 seconds.
Man.
Okay. Sergeant Rock, you have number three. And number three
oh,
was rat snacks. So you have to talk about rat snacks for 1 minute. Rat snacks. The chips, rat snacks. You gotta talk about rat snacks.
Oh Lord! All right.
You gotta talk about it for 1 minute. So
okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. And go.
Rap snacks, man. I'm talking about. Look, if you want a delicious, delicious rap snacks. Hey, look, hey, you got to check it out. You got to check out the Dilly sandwich style. Oh, my God, it's just off the chain. And look, the barbecue. Oh, man, the barbecue. Hey, I'm talking about it just melt in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? And look, the Dabba Ranch. Oh, man, the Dabba Ranch is a motherfucker. I'm talking about for real, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, get you some rap snacks, you know what I'm saying? Because they can't be beat, you know what I'm talking about?
Know
what
I'm saying? Know what I'm talking about?
Well,
you lasted the longest.
But you did better than we did.
You did better than us. Our winner, you guys.
You don't know.
Well, that was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun. A lot harder than what
yeah.
I thought it was going to be.
Right.
Well, I jumped in there. Jumped out so fast.
Okay, so
Trill.
We're going to give Sergeant Rock a prize tonight. So he gonna, when we get off the line,
Oh, you can send me your Cash App. We're going to Cash App you a prize tonight. So,
okay.
Shout out to DJ Sergeant Rock. Okay.
With your rap snacks.
So,
oh, shit.
We're going to go ahead, you guys, and give you guys our information, how you can find and follow us. And we're going to get ready to get out of here. We're not going to hold you over an hour tonight. So, Snipe, tell the people how they can find you.
You already know. Hit the Instagram at Snipe on the Beat. That's one word, Instagram. I'm going to keep it real simple, y'all. You can find me on that.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, Ms. Nat?
All right, y'all can find me at Twitter, IG, Snap, at Ms. Nack. That's at MIZZNAK. If you want to find me on Facebook, I'm going to go ahead and give it to y'all this week because I'm feeling good. So it's Nakia, N-A-K-I-Y-A, last name Weems, W-E-E-M-S on Facebook.
Right on. Y'all got it.
Uh-oh.
This is the first show.
Y'all got it?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah. Okay.
True. My baby home. I feel good today.
Oh, shit. Goddamn.
All right. My little one's back.
DJ Sergeant Rock?
Hey, man, if you want to find me, you can find me on Facebook at Anthony space DJ Sergeant Rock space Hale. That's H-A-L-E. You know what I'm talking about? And for my Instagram followers, you can follow me on Instagram at DJ Sergeant Rock _ workshop. You know what I'm saying? And it's like that. You know what I'm talking about? Trill.
Okay.
Right. All right. All right.
And y'all can find me on IG at TweetyBirdBYRD334 and Twitter. You'll find me there. So we appreciate you guys for listening to us tonight, and we had fun playing out little games.
Yeah, it was watch for us.
Yeah, that was fun.
Right. Trill.
Yeah.
I like that.
Trill.
All right, you guys, we're going to get out the door on some of this Duck City music. Oh, thank you, Duck City
304.
For my gear. Yeah, we're going to get out the door with some of that.
Shout out 304.
I did. Get my gear in the mail. And thank you guys. I love it, love it, love it. All right.
Yeah.
See you guys next month.
Yeah.
Hey, yo. Cash, less procrastinating. School was cool, but the cash had me fascinated. Rappers mad whack, trash juice, sanitation. These locks hotter than the hands of Satan. Listen, I can't be waiting to greater my situation. Dreaming about infinity pools and annihilating. Bumping 70s tunes, no more making felony moves. Heavenly groove with a veteran crew. Used to hit my little licks with my Mexican boo. Took long road trips, see Penelope Cruz. She said, Poppy, you the man. Been thinking about you all day. Gave me a hand job while I'm drinking Bombay. Back in the day, I was listening to Kanye. Dropped out of college, now I struggle for the Bombay. West side with my gun, call me Conway. End of the road on bend and knee, they call you Wanye. Been nice since British nights and snow cones. So fly, I should rhyme near the ozone. I'm not for play, let me ride, word to Dr. Dre. I'm sure these rappers about to start rocking lingerie. Former trapper, plastic baggies in my castle. Graduated from crack with flakes in my tassel. Niggas rocking yoga pants, back BB Dazzle. And bitches out here fucking these niggas, it got me baffled. I cut the grass, but the snake still got in. I ain't no joke, microphone fiend, rock him. Came a long way from puffing duck in my P.O. Rhyming all hype like my ghost writer is Debo. Crazy people, they questioning my sanity. I'm bringing light skin back single-handedly. These bitches singing on some Motown shit. They should have a couple rats as their profile pic. Used to keep the Trojans with me on some SoCal shit. Niggas acting like they go, but on some lowdown shit. It's your man CHJ, Duck City Music. Real niggas link up, we working, let's get to it. Very apparent when he kill it, man. Peace to Eric and Parrish and the Steve Miller Band. Rappers got airtime, my rhymes more iller, man. Don't care about their feelings, fam. My era mouse selling fans. They in the nosebleed, selling fans, making MCs nosebleed, and then I still his fan. And I can just kill a man, ski to they nosebleed. They sniffing in the cut by the kilogram. The sound so dope, I move to the exit. Listen, quit fucking around with pounds, and now I do the metric system. And I ain't stressing about being the best hustler. Either you invested, my nigga, or you a customer. And nah, this ain't the Diggum smack. You smack me and get clapped with Max. I'm a soldier, you a dummy, I'ma take your rent. Ever heard fighting over money make no sense? You a simp, tricking chips, bitch, you ain't no pimp. I'm popping up with my hitters where that Draco went. It's not BET, but bet we got that hip-hop. Blazing in the basement like Tigger dropping that Hitchcock. I'm Joe Clair, it's so clear, my shit polished, but my rap's gritty. I'm Rap City with Chris Thomas on the rampage. They not for real, crossing over, so what you saying, man? You got to chill. Back to business with my fishermen. Rap Gilligan on the island, yo, you wildin', nobody ill as him. If you're listening, verbal murder is what you're witnessing. Rappers turn the burgers on track, we back ripping them. And it's a shame I have to mention them. Only hang with simpletons when strangling and lynching them. These half-ass cats be swearing that they all of that. I call them whack in a strap or have them falling back. In the cut, uncut, I spit the rawest crack. And you can suck my black balls where they're calling cat. The hardest rappers get slumped over. At target practice, we dump toasters at Trump posters.
All right, you guys, we are out of here, and we appreciate you again for listening to us here on Real Talk Roundtable.
True.